Hi, I'm Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 42 of How Married Are You? It's the purple one.
It's chocolate baby story time.
I'll be forgetting which trigger it is. So, all right, chocolate baby story time.
You want me to go first?
I'll go first. I took Theo on a trip across the East Coast, and it was very interesting. As soon as we got to the airport, he became a different child. He became someone, you know, usually he's like the cool kid, you know? And this instant, he became like the, as soon as we got on the airplane, he just became very like, I'm not going to say not cool. And when I say cool, I mean like he's too cool for school. It's like cool in an annoying way. But when we got on the airplane, he became like himself. It was weird. Like his brother wasn't around for him to kind of like, you know, be better than, or like his sister wasn't around for him to like kind of take care of. But he just was like the cool kid, you know? And he wasn't the cool kid. He just was like this gushy, cuddly like thing. And I was like, for the first 24 hours, I was looking at him like, what in the heck is going on? Like, this is way too much maintenance. I didn't think I was gonna have to deal with this much maintenance. Mm-hmm. But it turned out that, you know, he just really just wanted some time with his dad. And he spent a lot of time telling me how much he missed me.
And really?
Like, yeah. Telling me he loved me.
Oh.
Yeah, like even today, like when he was talking about it, and you'll see this if you saw the last episode of Belief in Fatherhood, but he's like, yeah, I miss you and I love you. I was like, all right.
I know how he feels.
You know, I was like, I love you too, man. You know, but it just was like, he just wouldn't stop saying it. And I just was like, whoa, like, I really need to find more one-on-one time to hang out with the kid as much as possible. Each kid. So
I told you.
Yeah. All right.
No, but I told you, like, Theo needed that. He needed that trip. Like, he was the kid that I chose for you to take.
Yeah. Uriah was not tripping at all. He was fine until we got back, and he was a little jealous.
Mm. Yeah. My story is just this morning. So, you know, at some point in the evening, I pull Uzi into bed with me, and we do the whole co-sleeping nursing situation. Well, somehow Anaya ended up in our bed this morning. You brought her in, right? Yeah, you had to have. I think because I was like, did she come in or did
she brought in? Yeah, I brought her.
Anyways, I was nursing Uzi, and like, you know, you lay on your side and your shirt's up and he's eating. Well, Anaya saw me doing that, and she's on the other side of Uzi, and she lifts up her shirt and pushes her belly up against the back of his head as if she's also nursing the baby. It was just really funny and cute at the same time. And, you know, those are one of those moments you just have to hold in your memory, because I could not get to my phone quick enough to record it.
Yeah.
But it was precious.
That's really, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and hop into these words of affirmation. What is words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation is your opportunity to tell us what keeps you coming back each week. Why is it that you choose to listen to our podcast? What are some things that have stuck out to you, or things that you'd like to hear us talk about more? How have we encouraged you? How have we maybe inspired you? I don't know. Do you now look forward to getting married, or are you
good being single? You good where you at?
Are you saying thank you so much for showing me I do not want to be married? I don't know. Whatever it is, let us know. We need to be affirmed.
Yeah, always. So yeah, you can send us words of affirmation via a voice memo on Anchor. You can send it through Instagram DM. They have a voice messaging opportunity there. And we have a phone number that you can leave a voicemail, Google phone number.
Yeah, and that number is 760-335-6643.
Yep. And we're going to go ahead and hear from Jamila from Dallas.
Mrs. Melanin, my name is Jamila, and I live in Dallas, up Texas. I just want to say, first and foremost, you're doing such a wonderful job with How Married Are You podcast, and you orchestrating and running the entire production. I am immensely proud of you. Don't stop until the beat, y'all, and get don't stop. A freak, freak, y'all, and get don't stop until the beat, y'all, and get don't stop. A freak, freak. And secondly, I wanted to say to you, please speak with confidence and conviction when you speak of yourself, right? Like, nothing that you were saying on this podcast was lame. We want to hear from you. The podcast was phenomenal even without Glenn, and like, I just want you to know, like, you're bomb, like, you got it, you feel me? So speak with confidence, speak with conviction, queen. Like, let them know you can hold it down with your husband or without. Anyways, I just, those are my words of affirmation, so have a wonderful day.
Yo, big shout out Jamila, thank you so much for your words of affirmation for Yvette. Yes, encouraging her. You.
I don't do well listening to those types of messages, but I do appreciate them. So
yeah,
thank you guys.
Yeah, I feel like you need that, because I feel like you play yourself like you're not doing a good job, or like no one wants to hear you, or you always comparing yourself to me. And so you need, I think if you were more confident, people wouldn't have to say that to you. But sometimes I think you play like, I don't know. Babe, you want to hop into the topic? Okay, first of all, let's talk about your attitude today. Tell me what was wrong with you today.
What?
That.
Babe, can we just go into the topic?
I want to talk about what your issue was today, because I don't feel like I did anything wrong, and you were mean all day. Is it that time of the month and that again? Is that coming back around this? No, it can't be, because they're breastfeeding.
Babe, people get their period back when they breastfeed. It happens.
Okay. All right, well.
But no, it's not that time of the month for me.
Okay. Don't act like you know, like, anatomy like crazy when you be talking about you can't get pregnant right now. I don't know what's wrong with her, guys.
I don't either, because you just, like, what's, the thing is, like, you just went, okay, so you went from words of affirmation, and then you want to talk to me about my mood?
Yeah, because it's leaking into the podcast, and I want to know what your issue is.
I don't know. That's what happens in postpartum. You either get with it or not.
Okay, well.
Lord have mercy.
Anyway. Our anniversary is
yesterday.
Congratulations to us. 9 years we've been married. It's been an amazing very interesting and
what do you mean very interesting?
It's been interesting.
Does that mean? Interesting to me is not a good thing.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like,
when someone says, "Oh, that was interesting."
Yeah, but I'm very much like moody for the moment. So, right today you haven't been very pleasant. So I'm reflecting on years past and thinking, has he always been like this? Anyway, we are celebrating our 9th anniversary this year, and technically, I'm gonna just spoil this. We're recording this before our anniversary, so she has no idea what we're doing for our anniversary.
Do you have plans?
You don't. That's why everything's about the woman, guys. Anniversaries about women.
I was just gonna say, all I want to do is see the sunset. I've been trying to get to the sunset for a while now.
Yeah, we
and it, we are we sharing? No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
So yeah. We haven't been able to see the sunset because we don't have a car that gets all of us into the car, but she can go by herself if she wanted to, or her and the baby, of course. But it's just been kind of crazy. So
Yvette don't go nowhere without the baby.
Of course you don't. Stop acting like you're in. I don't know what's wrong.
Maybe
with you.
That's what's wrong with me, y'all.
Postpartum.
Can I just tell you? Okay, I'm gonna say what was wrong with me.
Okay.
I know this is like probably whatever. So it's a lot, man. It's a lot. This morning, I just feel like nothing is for me anymore. You know? Like, I just don't have, it's just everything I do is around other people. And I think it got to me this morning to where it was like, I don't know if I can do this. What are you looking like that for? And then the smirk on his face, for those of y'all listening. Do you understand? Like, I literally woke up to stick my boob in the kid's mouth, got out of bed to make breakfast. Like, then, like, by the time I got done making breakfast and between, like, feeding Uzi, making breakfast, getting Uzi to, like, go to sleep, because I think I was wearing him this morning or something. I don't know. My children over here asked me if they can watch TV, play on the iPad. And I'm like, no, go find something else to do. Because I'm tired of them watching so much and doing so much of that.
Yeah.
And I finally get done with breakfast and cleaning the kitchen. And I look up at the clock and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's time lunch for time. Lunch. Like, what? And then soon thereafter, Uzi wakes up and needs to be nursed again. And Anaya is asking for her third bowl of oatmeal and bacon. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know. And then I'm getting these text messages from Maggie about this, that, and the other for stuff we have to do in order to get paid for things that you've done. And I don't want you to have to worry about that stuff because I know, but then I walk in on a whiteboard and I just feel like, and I see things written on the whiteboard, I'm like, I just need something. Do you understand? It was a culmination of so many different things that were just starting to get to me. Like, I haven't been able to sit down and really think about the fact that homeschooling starts the week after next. And am I going to be using the same curriculum or a different curriculum? You know, like, I haven't had time to just think. Our child still doesn't have a social security number. I need to go to the social security office. When am I going to do that? If I do that, I need to find childcare for the other kids so that you can still work. And it's just a lot. Am I tripping?
No.
Does it make sense now? I mean, maybe I shouldn't. I apologize.
What?
For taking out whatever frustrations I had on you with my tone of voice and whatnot. And maybe I should apologize to our children because I was pretty hard on them too today. But, you know, I'm just like, I love you all. I do. But I love me too.
Mm.
And I don't show myself that enough, if that makes sense. And so today I couldn't hold it in anymore. And no, I did not take my placenta pills, if that's the next question you're going to ask.
This episode is brought to you by Trojan Condoms. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody strap up. This is why I am, you know, I don't want us to have an accident and have many more children. This is why.
No child is an accident. The Lord purposed their life for some good.
Yeah, okay. But sometimes you have a oops. Okay. Okay.
as we look at Uzi sleeping sound asleep. He's so cute. Look at those cheeks.
Uzi wasn't an oops. Raya was an oops. But listen. And Anaya was an oops.
Anaya was not an oops, babe. Anaya was purposeful. Theo and Uriah were oopsies. Remember, Anaya was on purpose. I literally went to the doctor to make sure I could still have children.
What?
Yeah. What the heck?
Okay.
Was I the only one that was trying for Anaya?
I tell you now, I'm not trying anymore. There's a link in the description,
oh
guys.
Oh my gosh. I'm not putting that link in the description. I will delete it.
Let me explain something to you. I need this. I need you to let go of whatever it is that you got inside of you that's telling you that people can't support the vasectomy. That is so rude.
It's not rude. There's nothing rude about it, babe.
Why do you feel like you have to control everything?
You do you, boo, on your social media.
No, because when you wanted that stuff, you got it. You got the stuff you wanted. All I want is a vasectomy, babe.
Can we get into today's topic?
No, man, because your energy is all jacked up and you're killing my vibe.
How am I killing your vibe right now?
I understand all the things that you're talking about, but there are things that allow you to get through this stuff.
Okay? And what are those things?
Those things are like, hey, babe, I need a cleaner. I need this. I need it. Let's do the cleaner thing. Can we please? All right. No. Okay, fine. Let's do it. Let's do the cleaner thing. Let's do the nanny thing. Like, I've greenlit everything that is going to help your life. You know what I'm saying? So there is like a, like, I understand, but what when are you going to activate like those things? You know what I'm saying?
We're meeting tomorrow with a potential nanny.
Okay.
The house cleaner that I wanted to use was out of town last week, so
yeah. I'm just saying, like, I'd love for your life to get better too. I don't want it to be like this. And but you, like, I feel like, dang, like, it seems like, and this is weird, but it seems like it's harder. Like, I sometimes feel like, dang, you're trapped. Like, you are stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for you. Like, I feel like literally like, dang, like, she's stuck. You know what I mean? And I don't know what to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we've been in the same season of, like, just not content for a while.
Mm.
In every, like, both of us. You know what I'm saying? And having another child doesn't make it easier. And so I don't want you to wake up and feel like that. That's terrible. But like, if you got a vent, then vent. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to feel like you can't express yourself. But at the same time, like, I would like to be a place for you to, like, I don't want to add to the irritants. But it seems like that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Or at least maybe today. But I'm not trying to make it like I'm the victim. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, how did we? Because I was really, like, I missed you while I was gone. And I was hanging out with your son.
He's our son.
Yeah. Well, like, I missed you. And then, you know, like, what happened yesterday? Like, what I spent all day doing yesterday
mm-hmm.
was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, cool. Like, now you're cool, right? And then today, it was like, no. And I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. fine. So that's my issue. You know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa. I don't feel like, because I didn't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I was just thinking like, man, the family. So anyway, now that we got that out of the way, nine lessons in 9 years. This is the 10th lesson for the 10th year. Maybe we'll figure it out. So we're going to talk about the 9 things we've learned in the past 9 years of us being married.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're sharing them with you in no particular order. They're just lessons we've learned, not by importance or anything. Just lessons we've learned.
All right. Cool. All right.
So I feel like we should like hug. Let's do a little side hug.
I miss you.
I love you.
I love you too.
I really do. I mean, I really do. I wouldn't rather be with anyone else. Okay.
Let's... I feel like you just try to cast a spell on yourself.
What?
I love you. I really do. I love you. I wouldn't want to be with nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
Babe, I love you.
Go ahead.
We got to hurry up because I don't know if Uzi's going to last very much longer.
All right, let's do it.
Lesson number one, again, not in any particular order. Importance of family boundaries.
Right. So I think, and I feel like we learned this lesson over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I feel like, you know, because I'm, you know, kind of leaving Cleve type guy, I wasn't really the one that was like, yo, I really want to honor my father and you know what I'm saying, due to this, this, and this, and this, and this. I feel like you were kind of the one that had to learn this lesson a little bit, and I had to have more grace with your family because your family is amazing. Your mother is amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they would do anything for us. And I was like, that is so cool, but like, gotta be some boundaries. And I think, yeah, that was like a pretty, you know, like that's kind of like, I feel like that is like number one rule. Like my mother, your mother doesn't have dominion over our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Your father, my father does not have dominion over our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like very adamant about that in the beginning. And so, yeah, that was, I feel like that's important. What do you think in that?
For sure. I think it's definitely a lesson I've learned over and over again.
Do you feel like you've kind of mastered that at this point? Or
I feel like I do pretty good.
I think you have transcended.
Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement.
New levels.
Yeah.
All right, high five. All right.
Number two, agreement, not alignment.
Yeah.
This is something that we learned on
a Sunday couch. Morning. Oh, was a it? Couch. A couch, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he said it to us on the couch.
Yeah, so this is Pat Lynch, words from Pat and Shan Lynch. Agreement, not alignment. We don't have to agree, but we do have to be in alignment, meaning that we know where we're going. We know that we're going in the same direction and that we may be in disagreement on how we get there. We may be in disagreement on, you know, how fast we get there or, you know, the means, but we know that we're going in the same place. And so, yeah, agreement, not alignment.
No, alignment, not agreement.
Alignment, not agreement. Yeah. Agreement, not alignment, right? No, it's, you have it down wrong.
I wrote it wrong, so that's why you're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Alignment, not agreement. But yeah. That's how you said it to me.
We don't have to agree, but we must be aligned.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's one that I am still working on because I feel like Glenn and I always have different ways about going about things, of how we go about things. And so,
yeah. And I also feel like we always have to take my way, but I also feel like I feel like I'll be right.
Babe, you are a very smart man.
I'm being played, guys. All right.
You're not being played. I'm just saying, like, don't play me.
I'm not saying that
you're... I feel like you're playing me right now.
No.
Like, I don't have wisdom in how we should go about things. I don't think it's necessarily that my ways are always wrong ways. I think it's more so about just allowing you to take the leadership role.
Yeah. I don't think you're... It's definitely wrong at all. I just think that it's hard because, like, if I'm the head, right, of the family...
Mm-hmm.
Right, the head of the house, and then I, like, you make the decision, but I'm not confident in the decision. I'm still responsible for the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of hard.
That's a very good point. All right. Number three. Are you ready to move on to number three?
Yeah.
Same team.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the same thing as agreement and alignment.
That's what I said. But you said put it as a third one.
I don't know why I said that. But yeah. So even though you have to remember that even in arguments, that even in everything, you are on the same team.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have to remind Yvette, like, hey, I'm not trying to do anything maliciously to hurt you. I'm not trying to do anything that is going to mess up our family. However, like, we're on the same team. We are just, we're just not seeing eye to eye. And so just reminding each other that you are focused on the same team is really important.
I think so too.
Yeah. I feel that.
Reminding yourself that as well.
Yeah.
Like, cause I think a lot of times I have to say to myself, we're on the same team. Like, it's not that we're trying to do anything malicious against each other. We may not see eye to eye, but yeah.
Yeah.
We want to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number four, I didn't know how to word it, but I'll try to explain. I put spouse first before kids. And that's a lesson that I think that I've learned is, like, a lot of times, especially as a woman or like a mother, it's easier to kind of like tend to the children first and meet their needs and accommodate them. But I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned being married with kids is that, like, your spouse comes first, because at the end of the day, your children are going to leave the house and the two of you are going to be left with each other, and you still want to love each other and enjoy each other's company. And so I think, like, this season that we're currently in, it's hard for us to be able to get a lot of the face-to-face time that we desire. But I think it's definitely something that as a married couple, we have to learn to really fight for and prioritize, because I tell you what, these children, they just come in and take over. And you love them and they're adorable. And like, I don't ever want it to seem like I regret having children or like I don't love my kids, because I really do. Like, I love the life that we're living. And I realize that this is just a season that we're in.
But it feels like forever.
But it feels like I just don't see. And actually, I do see. I do see them getting older and whatnot. But
You wake up like, I did this yesterday.
Yeah.
I told you that yesterday. Don't do that. We already talked about this. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywho. And I would say that to that spouse first, right? I would say that the lesson I learned in that way is that I don't need you for everything. So earlier, I like around this time last year, I remember I'm like, yo, I know you're doing everything you can, but I need more from you. I need you to do this, 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 this. And I feel like this past year, we have like hired people to help with the business side. So I'm not depending on you in every way. You know what I'm saying? And so to enjoy you as my wife and not so much as like my wife / business partner. Because that's not really for everybody, you know? And I think, you know, just like in seasons where it was like, yo, I'm going to be the ASB director. You're going to be the DJ. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't like the DJ. You know what I mean? And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Five.
Their story is not our story. Man, oh man. Like, I think we together we've been in situations, or we've observed some of our friends like getting like boosts up, or like seeing them accomplish things. Sometimes on their own, and sometimes with a little help. And sometimes we're like, man, I wish our parents or our grandparents could have set us up for, you know, this, that, or the other. And, or we just see different things happen and we're like, man, that's really cool that that's happening for them. Like, why doesn't something like that happen for us? And the crazy thing about that is, I'm sure people probably look at our lives and think the same thing.
Yes, I bet you it's more of other people looking at us that way than us looking at other people.
But anyway, so the lesson learned is their story is not our story, and our story is a beautiful story. Like, I even just think about the past 6 months of our lives, and I'm like, man,
yeah,
we have a good life. Like, as stressful as it could be, or as like, we've had to do a lot of adulting lately.
Adulting is whack.
And you know what? We are 30. How old are you? 34 and I'm 32. Am I 32?
Yeah.
I was born in 87.
Yeah.
I'm 32. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're 32 and 34. And I know we're technically like adults, but
it came on too fast.
Yeah. It was just like, wait, when did we become adults? Like, when did we escape our 20s?
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of, I don't know, it's beautiful. I feel like we're growing up together. So that is kind of cool to think about and look at. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, their story is not our story. Like, the Lord has something beautiful for us. And I'm looking forward to seeing it unfold.
That's something for me.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. I think that's good.
Okay, number six, train your spouse.
Yeah, and I would say this is something that I didn't really realize was happening. Yvette was training me, like, as soon as I got in the house, like, just, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what annoys me, this is...
When we were dating, don't let your teeth hit
the fork. But I didn't care nothing about that when we were dating.
You didn't let your teeth hit the fork when I told you that one.
It was a pet peeve, yeah. But after I got married, I was... I didn't care.
You were not, babe. You may have done it to be funny or facetious, but you did not do it on a regular basis.
I mean, I don't do it now. I don't care nothing about that. If my teeth hit the fork, I don't care nothing about that. Anyway, in the beginning, all I'm saying is I was very well trained. And I didn't realize that it was only one way. Like, my wife was training me, like, to be a better...
What do you mean there was only one way?
Like, you were only training me. I was not training you. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, yeah, man, I really think you should be a teacher. Like, I just trying to, like...
That wasn't training. That
yeah, was it was training. It was training. It was thought formation. Like, you were training my mind to go a certain direction. And I was like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that there is a part of both people doing that with each other, because I don't know how to love her well unless she tells me. You know what I mean? And I've had to kind of like teach, I think in this past year, like really just trying to explain to you, like, I don't.
Finally speak up.
What?
Okay, sorry.
I've always been a good communicator in telling you when I'm like upset, but I haven't really told you how to help. You know what I mean? And so I've been trying to figure out how to do that. And so a part of that has been training you and helping you figure out how to love me better. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What is all that?
I was just hearing you.
Do you think you don't like, what do you mean? You think you can't do better with loving me?
No, I was just hearing you.
No, you have a thought.
I was processing what you said. Number seven?
No, don't try to scooch past that. What are you talking about? I'm not
scooching past it. I really was just taking in what you said, and I reacted via voice.
Let's toss another one in there. You don't have to trust your spouse. I'm not trusting this energy.
We need to toss another one in there, because you put same team and alignment not agreement. Those are the same thing.
Yeah, sometimes you don't trust. Like, I mean, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really be trusting you. In certain ways. Like, for instance.
Okay.
Back when it was just Uriah and Theo.
Mm-hmm.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
She left her, what is it called? A diaphragm? Diaphragm? Is that like the little thing that you put the pills in for the birth control? She left that home.
Babe. Was I on birth control? I haven't taken birth control since before Theo.
No. You were taking birth control. You were on birth control. I remember, because I picked it up and I held it to the camera. And I'm like, why are there so many pills in between these two dates? She wasn't taking her pills, y'all.
Oh my gosh, I forgot I was taking birth control. Yeah, I'm not a good pill taker. We all know this. Mm-hmm. I don't do well with that. That's why birth control is never.
That's why we got so many nang on kids. No. All right, anyway, number seven.
Number seven. Sometimes it's just hard.
And I think that was what we talked about before we started.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just
hard. It's just hard, man.
And it should be like that.
And there's no explanation necessary. That's just the point. And that's the lesson.
And that is like, it's just like this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I feel you. Like, I feel you.
I mean, I know you feel me.
I feel you.
I know.
Because I was like, I was like miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to be miserable,
because
I know what that feels like, and it is whack.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that I hear you, and I want to help you,
mm-hmm.
and I want to help the problem, whatever problem it is. But sometimes it's just hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I also feel like too there has to be a point where I divorce some of. Like the issues you're having, and they just become your issues, not mine.
And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Not that you need permission, but I definitely give you permission.
It's hard though.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Because like today when like I was watching everything and I was hearing, and I was like, I've already put solutions in place for this. I don't need to do work for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really be needing help writing my speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't depend on you to help me do that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like how to upload, how to finish the story, all that stuff. Like those be my problems. I can come to you for input, but you can't solve those problems. I have to solve those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain aspect of like what's happening here that I can give you the keys, but I can't drive it for you. Mm-hmm. You got to do the driving. And that's hard for me because I want to solve all your problems and have sex.
Where'd you go? I don't understand.
I meant to do this one.
I don't understand where that came from. Number eight. This was a... Glenn made this... sorry. Glenn named this lesson, but I was like, man, that's actually really good. Number eight. A good spouse isn't found. They're flourished.
I heard someone else say this. I just don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah. A good spouse is a found.
I thought you said it.
Found, they're flourished. You're not going to find someone who's all put together.
I was all put together.
You needed to be broken down and reconstructed.
Really?
Of course. What do you think
broken,
you are?
Broken down and reconstructed?
Yeah.
Is that what happened to me?
Uzi's up.
Oh no, baby. He's been moving like that.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's hurry up.
Yeah, so you don't find your person all put together. You invest in them and you get back what you invest in. They are flourished. They're like flowers. You know what I'm saying? Like you take care of your...
What kind of flower am I, Glenn?
I don't know my flowers like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
That was a safe response.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know flowers like that. But okay. You are a flower, though, which puts you in the garden. You're the one I picked. That's the one. You is. Last one.
Number nine. Y'all, actually, we didn't put them in any kind of order, but I think number nine is very, like, important and key and valuable. But number nine, you can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
You can't do it alone.
You're gonna need help.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna need examples.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna need good examples and bad examples.
Ouch.
You're gonna just have to be around people.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that if you're married, you should have married friends.
Yes.
You have people who are going the same direction you are.
Yes.
And you're gonna have people that you can look forward to and people you can help move forward. So you know what I mean, you need a tribe around you, a village. And you also need a coach, marriage mentors, don't forget about that.
And I think like it's important for us to have marriage mentors, but I also think it's important for us to have like a male mentor or a female mentor. And maybe that could be your marriage mentor or couple, but you need to have individual relationships with those people.
Very true.
To help you along the way too. So
yeah, and they don't have to be perfect.
They do not have to be perfect. They do not have to have it all together, but they got to have it more together than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. And how married are you?
Oh. Oh, man, I had it. I didn't type it down. Go ahead, you first. How married?
No, I asked you.
Okay, I'm so married that I tried to get Glenn to change his shirt before we recorded this podcast. Uzi spit up on him earlier today, and I tried to give him a heads up that he forgot to change his shirt, and he didn't. But guess what? We match.
Yeah. The other day, you want to ask me?
Babe, how married are you?
The other day, Yvette, we went to the mall, we did all this stuff together, and I was getting some clothes for me to speak. And she got her eyebrows waxed.
I don't get my eyebrows waxed.
Oh, you got your eyebrows threaded.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't get her mustache threaded. And I kissed her anyway. I said, give me that hairy lip, girl.
I hate you. I hate you. Y'all, I just need to go on the record and tell you why I didn't get my lip. I don't want people to know I get my lip threaded, you idiot. That was so mean.
Everybody gets the lips threaded.
No, they don't.
Trust
me. Some people don't have hair on their lip. Anyway, I didn't do it because I had been looking busted for a long time. When I don't have my eyebrows done, I just feel like really, ugh. I just don't feel pretty at all. And so it had been a long time. I've been pregnant. I had a baby. You know, I hadn't been able to get out the house. And so I went and got my eyebrows done, and it hurt so bad. And I was like, you know what? I changed my mind. Don't do my lip. And she goes,
are you sure? She said, are you sure?
I hate it when they say that. But she was like, are you sure? And I was like, I just can't take the pain. Please don't do it. And I said, babe, what do you think? And Glenn was like, I plead the fifth. Like, Glenn wouldn't want to say nothing. But I was like, I just can't do it. Okay, we got to go. The baby's awake.
And that's just how married we are.